Hello, Podcastia. This is Trenton Waynes with a news flash. Clarification of the COVID lockdown rules. You must not leave the house for any reason, but if you have a reason, you can leave the house. Masks are useless protecting you against the virus, but you may have to wear one because it can save lives. But they may not work. But they may be mandatory. But maybe not. Stores are closed, except those stores that are open. You must not go to work, but you can get another job and go to work. You should not go to the doctor or to the hospital unless you have to go there. Unless you are too poor to go there. This virus can kill people, but don't be scared of it. It can only kill those people who are vulnerable or those people who are not vulnerable. It's possible to contain and control it, sometimes. Except that sometimes it actually leads to a global disaster. Gloves won't help, but they still can help, so wear them sometimes. Or not. Stay home, but it's important to go out. There is no shortage of groceries in the supermarkets, but there are many things missing. Sometimes you won't need two rolls, but you should buy some just in case you do need some. The virus has no effect on children, except those children it affects. Animals are not affected, but there was a cat that tested positive in Belgium in February when no one had been tested, plus a few tigers here and there. Stay 2 meters away from tigers. If you get the virus, you will have many symptoms. But you can also get symptoms without getting the virus. You can get the virus without having any symptoms, or be contagious without having symptoms, or be not contagious with symptoms. To help protect yourself, you should eat well and exercise. But eat whatever you have on hand, as it is better not to go to the stores, unless you need toilet paper. And lastly, it's important to get fresh air. But don't go to parks, but you should go for a walk. Trend Waves, bringing you the news of tomorrow.
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Podcastia. Frank and Christina here with you. Trend Waves, trendwaves.com.
We are here today.
As sort of a public service announcement, if you will.
Okay.
You like that?
Sure.
I like that.
Okay.
We are still dealing with this whole COVID-19 shite. Oh, Mr. Softy just went by.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, Mr. Softy's around, but
he didn't stop. He was like screaming down the street.
Well, maybe he'll come back.
I hope so. I didn't hear that.
I could go for an ice cream.
Me too. I didn't hear the typical...
It looked like he was on an emergency Mr. Softy expedition.
Emergency run. He's like...
It's his Mr. Softy emergency.
It's a Mr. Softy emergency. However, if you are looking for some place to eat in Trenton, it's only as far as your front door because you're going to be eating in your house. But...
Only for a little while.
Only for a little while.
Because things are opening back up, thank God.
Exactly.
The parks are open again. And the restaurants soon will be open.
Yes.
And so will the art museums and the galleries, and everything will be back to normal before a blink of an eye.
Before a blink of an eye.
That's right. Just when you're halfway, boom.
It's opening.
It's open. Right.
Well, we're going to give you a website to go to for your convenience. It is www.basecamptrenton.com. You want to go up into the upper right-hand corner of that screen and click on the COVID-19 local response tab. That will open up a list, a multitude, a plethora of businesses that are open. We are going to focus on the cafes and the diners today.
Support your local businesses so that when you can finally go out to eat, they'll be there for you.
Yes, they'll be there for you.
I can happily say with the Trend Eat Local group that's been doing a different restaurant each week, we've been keeping up pretty much with the restaurants that they've been promoting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep that up, and then we'll be back again doing Trenton Eat Local face-to-face.
Awesome. Can't wait. Here's the list. Number one, Patch Diner. You all know Patch Diner. It's a Trenton institution.
Located on 1300 South Broad Street in Trenton, and you can call them to order your food.
That's right. And the phone number's on the website. You can go check it out.
You can also go to facebook.com/ Pat's-Diner to order your food.
That's right. You know, Lady and the Shallot.
They're back open again.
At the Trenton Farmers Market. That's right.
For the vegan cravings that you're having.
Vegan cravings at 960 Spruce Street. Again, phone number's on the website, basecamptrenton.com, and then click on COVID-19 local response.
It's a plant-based eatery.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. You can also send them an email.
Yes.
It's all on the website, the menu's there, all that stuff.
Right. Oh, don't forget Sunrise Luncheonette, 26 South Warren Street.
Great place.
Downtown Trenton. They are open and taking takeout orders.
They are. Just like Italian People's Bakery. Ooh. 63 Butler Street.
Wait, and now isn't Italian People's Bakery also doing special things on Mondays and then Tuesdays? It's like buy one, get one?
Yes, you can actually go to basecamptrenton.com and then click on COVID-19 local response. Scroll down to Italian People's Bakery and you can click on their website for the menu. It says all that stuff.
So they're doing a buy one, get one. So if you order a certain loaf of bread, you get another loaf of bread for free.
What's better than that? Nothing.
Oh, the loves of my life. Finca Cafe.
Finca Cafe are the loves of your life? Really?
I just love them there. Love the folks at Finca Cafe. Happy to say they are up and running again and doing curbside service. They actually have spots reserved for you to pull in for them. If you're waiting for your order to come out, you can pull right in front of the place or you can walk there from your house.
That's right.
They're on 862 South Broad Street.
In Trenton, New Jersey.
And again, check out their website or go to Basecamp.
That's right. Basecamptrenton.com. Click on COVID-19 local response. Now, if COVID-19 has given you a break from being sued or suing people, you may not have a reason to go down to the courthouses in Trenton, but you can go to the Courthouse Cafe at 192 South Broad Street because they are taking orders.
And they do catering.
They do catering.
So when you have your catering party.
Yeah, for winning your case.
You can have them cater it. Next is Tracy's Kitchen, right next door to New Pod City.
That's right.
We literally are a parking lot away from them.
Yes.
And they make some great seafood over there. And you can find them at 241 East Front Street. And the number, again, is on the Basecamp website.
Basecamptrenton.com. And then click on COVID-19 local response.
How can we make any list complete without including 1911 Smokehouse, the anchor of restaurants downtown, cranking it out for catering and pickup? If you need a bottle of wine or some kind of spirits, or you have a hankering for some barbecue.
Hankering.
4 West Lafayette Street.
Sometimes I'm just in the mood for a fish sandwich. Isla Mays is also open. They are right over on 313 Market Street.
They are the place I go to for the comeback fish sandwich.
There you go. The comeback.
The best fish sandwich in, dare I say, the world.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It is the best fish sandwich in the entire world.
Now, if you want a taste of New Orleans, we're downtown again at the Big Easy, 111 South Warren Street. Big selection of all your favorites.
Yes. Not to mention NJ Weedman. That's right. His joint is still jumping.
This joint is jumping. Uh-huh. It's really jumping. Uh-huh. Come and catch and check
You may want to have Riverline make your burger. They're over at 322 East State Street. Mm-hmm. Give them a call.
I also hear the catfish is very good.
Catfish and chips.
And chips.
The catfish and chips. Also, the Food Bar and Grill, which is actually next door to Trenton Social. The Food Bar and Grill, 439 South Broad Street. They are taking orders like never before.
Casablanca Restaurant and Bar, 140 Washington Street. If you're in the mood for some Latino food.
And who's not in the mood for Latino food?
Always.
One of my favorite places, yes. El Chapin. El Chapin Restaurant, 802 Lamberton Street. Mm-hmm. They are always busy in there. There's always people coming out of there with bags of good stuff.
I actually can say from experience,
yes,
their tacos,
mm-hmm,
their roasted chicken,
mm-hmm,
their arroz con pollo.
Arroz con pollo!
Is fabulous. And we can walk there.
We can walk there. A lot of places we can actually walk.
I know.
It's the beauty of Trenton.
It is. Puerto Barrios Restaurant, 845 Chambers Street.
Yeah, they're open.
Yep.
El Gallo Tropical Mexican Grill.
Your accent is terrible. 17 East Park Avenue, Trenton. So there are a lot of restaurants in Trenton.
Yes.
And in a lot of different neighborhoods. So the great thing is that you can walk or bike. Or if you gotta drive,
you can drive
to any one of these restaurants. We love that we can walk to mostly all of them.
And listen, Podcastia, you know what we just had last night? We had us a little Sabor Latino.
That's right.
That's right. We had it again tonight.
We had Sabor Latino
with Mr. James Peoples from the IF Podcast.
That's right.
On New Pod City Podcast Network.
Yes, and we enjoyed seafood stew, and you had
I had the beef stew. We had
empanadas,
the chicken and the cheese,
and the queso.
Yes,
delicious.
Good stuff.
Pollo Campero, 508 Hamilton Avenue. Great chicken.
Wonderful, wonderful. Since 1971, they've been around.
Wow.
Also, Crown Fried Chicken on North Broad Street, 2 North Broad Street. They're also taking your orders now.
Bamboo Grill.
Oh, Bamboo Grill. Oh, my gosh.
If you're in the mood for some Jamaican food, 911 Chambers Street.
Yes.
You can get your oxtails and your mac and cheese and your jerk chicken.
Don't wait too long because they'll sell out and they're done.
They sell out, so.
You got to call
if
quick.
If you've decided on that, place your orders.
And don't forget Black Roots Restaurant, 204 Brunswick Avenue. Again, on BasecampTrenton.com, click COVID-19 Local Response. Scroll down to Black Roots Restaurant. You get everything you need right there.
Now, this is a restaurant I can't wait to try. I keep missing their hours, but we're not giving up. Scotch Bonnet Restaurant.
Hear a lot of great things about Scotch Bonnet.
901 Pennington Avenue in the city you love, Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, sorry. I almost forgot the words. The Hummingbird Restaurant, 29 South Warren Street. That's right at the block from Smokehouse.
That's
and right across from Sunrise.
That's right.
There's a Hummingbird right in the middle.
Delicious Jamaican food.
Fantastic.
Again, if you need fish or you want some jerk chicken or curry chicken, that's the place to go.
Dapper Restaurant and Deli over at 254 North Clinton Avenue. They're open and they are working through Grubhub, I believe. So let's talk pizza for a second.
Okay, we got now, lots of pizza.
Here's the thing. We're very, very particular, Christina mostly, about our pizza.
Yes.
Christina, explain your ideal slice of pizza / tomato pie.
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, so I like a Brooklyn pizza.
Now, please explain what that is, because a lot of people don't know what that means.
Okay, a Brooklyn pizza, and don't be fooled by any kind of advertisements, a Brooklyn pizza is very much like a tomato pie in the thickness of the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn pizza has more cheese than a tomato pie, but the crust is the selling factor for me, and the sauce. If the sauce is sweet,
No.
I don't want it.
No.
If the crust is thick and spongy, I'm not interested. That's me. That's my personal taste. So I'm a fan of tomato pie because it's very close to what a Brooklyn pizza is.
Yes, it survives the diving board test.
Right.
Meaning it doesn't bloop fall down.
It's not heavy with a lot of sauce and cheese.
Now, you were in Tennessee at one time in your life with your friend Santa.
1981.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
We were in Knoxville, Tennessee.
You all ordered pizza, and everybody at the table was eating the pizza with a knife and a fork.
Yes, everybody at the table was from different states of the United States, and me and Santa were the only ones from New York City. So when we sat down, we were having Chicago-style pizza. Who knows what where that came from? But anyway, Chicago-style pizza. It was like a regular slice, very thick crust, and everyone was sitting down. They got their slices and picked up a knife and fork and proceeded to, I'm like, what are you doing? Slice it like you're eating a steak or something. And me and Santa pick up the edges of the pizza, fold it in half, and start to eat it like a normal person.
And they looked at you in amazement.
I swear, literally, the forks dropped and the jaws dropped, and they were like,
what is this madness?
This is brilliant. And I'm like, why do you eat a fork? Nobody eats pizza with a fork.
No, nobody in their right mind does that.
We created that whole passing on of...
Yeah, you introduced the state of Tennessee to how to eat pizza.
Not just the state of Tennessee, because there were people from Massachusetts and California
and, they brought it back
South Carolina and North Carolina and all over the place.
So remember that when you walk into Nino's Trattoria and Pizzeria on 111 Lawrence Road in Trenton, they are taking your orders and are available for you to order their pizza and eat it. Same as...
as opposed to ordering their pizza and not eating
it. I was trudging along there.
And throwing it in the garbage. We're going to list these because we have no experience with, I think, a lot of these. Not saying that they're bad. Just don't know them.
We're going to list them. All right.
Everyone has their favorite.
Fabio's, 105 East State Street. Seven Brothers Pizza, 1310 South Broad Street. Trent City Pizza, 687 Lamberton Street. We actually did have some of their pizza. Castillo's Pizza, 1200 South Clinton Street. Cavello's Pizza.
I
like it. 308 South Broad. It's right next door to Mill Hill Saloon.
I don't think I've had their pizza.
It's very good. Okay. And also Columbus International Pizza, 8 South Warren Street. And so much more. Hey, if we're missing any of these, call Erin Fryer up at Base Camp Trenton. She'll add you onto the list here.
So much more on one of my favorite places.
Which is?
Giro Express.
Giro, not Gyro. Giro. Where are they located?
They are at 7 East State Street. They make a fantastic gyro.
Yeah, and Muhammad there is a pleasure to deal with. Just as the Halal Brothers at 503 Hamilton Avenue. They're also a pleasure to deal with. Their business is going through the roof.
Right.
Their food is absolutely amazing. You got to get over there. 503 Hamilton Avenue, Halal Brothers Chicken and Rice.
We have it on good authority that the chicken and shrimp is delicious. I've never had it, but I can tell you that the lamb platter is delicious as well.
As James Peoples would say, there's some truth there.
Yeah. And then there's Colonial Farms Food Market, which is a grocery store, 137 East State Street.
And don't forget about Popo.
Popo number one.
Chinese restaurant, 8 North Broad Street, for some Chinese takeout.
And then there's Precious Kitchen.
That's where the librarian goes.
That's Liberian. Anyway, 801 Prospect Street for Liberian food.
I thought it was for librarians.
Which is what I would do. I'd like to try this.
We should definitely try it.
What's cool about this is I'm finding out about restaurants I didn't know about, right. And I got to add them to my list.
Hey, you know what I love?
Mm-hmm.
The owner of this next restaurant, he escaped communism by swimming the entire Blue Danube River.
That's the story.
That's the truth.
Okay.
538 Adeline Street. That's the corner of Elm Street. So we went there, Christina and I, and we got there and we won a contest. We beat out Hallett the Mallet, Maurice Hallett, owner of Smokehouse, 1911 Smokehouse. Blue Danube restaurant.
By the skin of our teeth, we got
really
there.
Was that the skin of our teeth?
That's right.
Literally by the skin of our teeth. Literally.
No.
I hate when people say that.
No.
People don't understand the meaning of the word literally.
It means it's actually really
true. Right. It's like, oh man, it literally blew my head off.
Well, then you'd have no head.
Exactly. If you're saying literally.
Right. If it's figuratively, then it could be an exaggeration.
You know, oh my God, figuratively, it blew my head off. Right?
Right, exactly. All right. We're back at the Trenton Farmers Market.
Yes.
With
for who?
Terra Momo Bread Company. If you've ever gone there to experience their flaky croissants or their artisanal breads, it's wonderful. 960 Spruce Street in the Trenton Farmers Market.
Also, Cooper's Riverview. They have a lot of great stuff. You can go online, look at their menu, and then give them a call and place your order on the phone.
For curbside pickup?
For curbside pickup. That's right. Cooper's Riverview. You know who's taking orders for takeout?
Trenton Social?
Yeah, that's right. 449 South Broad Street. I feel like commentators for a parade right now.
Well, it is kind of a parade when we're scrolling up here. Yeah, and pretty soon we'll be able to actually go to Trenton Social.
Right.
And see all your friends and go to karaoke and so on.
Now, this is cool. It's an opportunity for you to support some employees over at Arlie's Raw Blends, 25 South Warren Street. They're not open. They're not taking orders. But you can support Arlie's employees by clicking the button over on the BasecampTrenton.com website under COVID-19 local response. And you can help out there if you'd like.
Right, because those guys are not working right now.
Sometimes when you just need that coffee that you just can't get anywhere else.
Right.
We have it here. One up, one down. 750 Cash Street.
Mm-hmm. The business is not open where you can't go and get takeout coffee or anything like that, but you can order your coffee beans or your ground coffee there.
And Vince will have it for you waiting at the door.
That's right. And if you're not a coffee drinker, another shop at the Trenton Farmers Market that you can shop online and have your tea shipped to you. Tea for All Tea Shop.
And lastly, Muirhead Foods, 1040 Pennsylvania Avenue. They are accepting your orders. Now let's get into a little something we call gift cards.
What's that? What's gift cards?
All right, hang on. Okay, these are the restaurants that have gift cards available that you can call to buy.
But here's just a tip. If you're not sure if a restaurant is offering gift cards, give them a call to find out. Or go onto their website and find out just to make sure that you're not missing out and maybe we missed something.
Right. And when they answer the phone, say, hey, can I buy a gift card? And they'll tell you yes or no.
That's amazing. So 1911 Smokehouse, you can order a gift card. What a great idea for the holidays, which is right around
the corner. Right around the corner.
You have Mother's Day coming up. You have Father's Day coming up, right?
That's right.
Those are gift-giving holidays.
Absolutely.
And then before you know it, it's Christmas.
Oh, by the way, this isn't really a gift card, but if you want NJ Weedman's joint, call him up and he'll tell you when his reefer raffles are. And you can participate in that. Okay, back to the gift cards.
And then there's also Blue Danube, Eastern European food. Again, you can buy a gift card, which would be a lovely gift for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or the very soon coming Christmas.
Christmas is coming.
At the Trenton Farmers Market, you have Terra Momo. You can get a gift card for that business. Also, Trenton Social is selling gift cards. A great gift idea. Or buy one for yourself. Arlie's Raw Blends. You can purchase gift cards there, buy it now, use it later. There are other businesses that aren't restaurants that are on the same website.
Yes.
Basecamp Trenton that are offering takeout or pickup service, such as Classics Bookstore.
Right.
And also other businesses that are offering gift cards.
That's right. So we join businesses all across the city here that have altered their hours or closed in response to this ridiculousness. That website that Erin made, good work, Erin. Basecamptrenton.com, go to COVID-19 local response, that page. It provides links to all the also emergency funding groups that are looking for donations, and they list a directory of Trenton businesses, both open and closed, and also how to support them. So just go to that site, check it out, do your due diligence, support, 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 and we'll get through this together.
And if you're a business owner, make sure that you're getting on the list as well. So check out the information on the site, how to get on the list of businesses that are offering gift cards or online services.
Yeah. So if we didn't mention you and you don't see yourself on here, this is your responsibility.
Yeah. Get on there.
Get on there. What are you doing?
There's a lot of ways that you can help out your community. You can support local businesses and keep everybody up and running until we're all back sitting at the same table once again.
Check us out at TrentonWaves.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, blah, 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 blah. This has been another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.